The top stories on ABC News. South Australia will lose a seat and Victoria and the ACT will each gain one in a redistribution of electoral boundaries. Now this means the number of seats in the lower house will increase from 150 to 151. The move could cause problems for the government at the next election as it only holds the lower house by one seat. From tomorrow, all Australian businesses will be banned from imposing customers with excessive surcharges for cashless purchases. The ban means businesses will only be able to charge customers what it actually costs them to process payments for FPOS and credit cards. Explosions have been reported at a chemical plant near the flooded U.S. city of Houston. Authorities have closed off the area around the plant. Meanwhile, the confirmed death toll from the storm that has battered Texas for the past 5 days has now climbed to at least 31. More than 30,000 others have sought refuge. And Socceroos coach Ange Postecoglou says he is confident his team will cement their place in next year's World Cup in tonight's qualifier against Japan. Australia needs to defeat the Blue Samurai for a place in the World Cup. But a draw or loss would leave them needing a result from their final qualifying game against Thailand.